Hello, this is Sadaya Sihi from the Buddhist Centre Online. Here's a conversation I had recently with Dhamma Megha, who's currently doing some work for the Sikha project. Dhamma Megha starts by explaining the origins of this project.
It had been on the agenda of the International Council ever since it was founded to take a little look about how it could create something more centrally that could help share best resources or help people who are particularly in more isolated situations or where you have groups or pioneers. It's quite a thing in small situations to keep making material up for teaching. I certainly know that myself. I ran a group in Johannesburg for a while, or me and some Mitra friends before I was ordained. And some of the resources that had been around are a bit dated. So there's the old center teaching site that the development team was running that needed to get reviewed as well. It had been on the agenda for a while, but there wasn't really anyone to do it. When Dhammarati came back from his sabbatical and I was employed to be an assistant to the International Council, it just seemed like we actually had a little bit of space to go back to that point and think about it. So mostly what we did was we spoke to a couple of people who are good at project planning, particularly Maitri Sara in Birmingham, who suggested a sort of process. And then we did a lot of what I ended up calling soundings, just utilizing meetings that already existed to just ask people the question of what it is that they might want such a project to do or what was important. We went to, International Council, women's and men's private preceptors, chairs meetings. We asked regional order conveners to think about it. So we just got basically a whole lot of ideas back. And then we asked the chairs to see if anybody wanted to think about that in terms of their centers, to have conversations with the center teaching teams about how things were going in terms of teaching at the centers and what they might need. So we actually got a lot of feedback, a lot of information about what might be useful. And I think at the same time, there was a sense, one of the things in the feedback was that who we're teaching the Dharma to has changed quite a lot. So people who are coming to centers actually have a lot more access to other forms of Buddhism, Buddhist books, than some of the materials that were developed years ago sort of presumed. And also a sense that though we're probably quite good at teaching in terms of the system of practice, kind of integration and positive emotion, actually there's a lot of unclarity and also unconfidence at center levels to introduce ideas of spiritual death and rebirth at center level, but how to really sort of teach the Dharma in a strong, confident, positive, non-secular way. And there's a whole lot of things about confidence and clarity about leading meditation, particularly beyond introducing the original forms of metta bhavana and mindfulness of breathing. How do you take that deeper? And then a big question about what people do in terms of training once they're ordained. So out of that bunch of sort of a shopping list of things to do, we've set up various groups of people who are kind of paying attention to different elements of that. And the idea is to try and both review, develop, find really good materials and training, create conditions for support or mentoring right from people in the order who are supporting people coming through the door for the first time to experienced order members and everything in between. That's resulted in a couple of sort of sub-projects, if you like. So the one is around center-based teaching. We're calling that group the Dharmakata. One is around meditation and linking up more retreat-based and center-based meditation teachers and working out what would be supportive in terms of confidence, how to do meditation reviews, how to mentor people to take on meditation teaching. And then a third area is order life, how to support the order conveners and others about order training, ongoing order training and support after one's ordination.
Can you tell me a bit about who's involved?
Yeah, so each sort of area has its own kind of group of people who are paying attention to it. So, for example, the center-based teaching, loads of people have been involved in the sense of inputting into the project. And I've personally visited 12 or 13 centers and groups in Melbourne, in Auckland, in Mexico City, that they all sort of gave feedback. So there've been quite a lot of that level of interaction. But the Dharmakata core team at the moment has been Vedanya, Vajrasura, Dhammarati, myself, Shibaviewa, Maitreya Bandhu, And there are a couple of other people who we've asked to join that team that haven't said yes yet. But partly the reason for that was because it's clear that Sheffield and the LBC have developed some very good materials that we wanted to distribute. One of the challenges, I think, for that part of the project are about getting more feedback about how the materials that are being produced are being used and adjusted and what other materials might be good to include in that project. But that's the Dhammacarta team. And then there's something called the Meditation Cooler, which is the bit that's looking at support for meditation teaching. And there's quite a big group, like 21 or 22 people. And about half of them were center-based or on the ordination training teams, and about half of them tend more to be working in retreat centers. But that team at the moment has got a little core group. It's called the Meditation Cooler, and that's for Santara, Tejananda, Vidyamala, Vijayamala, and then they've got a whole other group of people that they're supporting. Karuna Geeta's been very, very involved in the development of the order survey, as have the order conveners and loads of people in terms of giving feedback on it. But that's not got a separate working group. Because the Sikha project is a project of the International Council, the executive of the International Council has been very involved each step of the way in sort of looking at what's been happening and giving feedback on that. So that's an important part of making sure it's sort of linked in properly. So basically it's an order convener, a movement rep, and a public preceptor in each of the six regions of the world. And we've been having conversations in and with and about India. And they're basically saying because their materials and teaching needs are at a sort of slightly different place than the rest of the world at the moment, that they're initiating a sort of slightly parallel Sikha project. And the International Council is the vehicle sort of for mutual support with that. But one of the things we've done there, instead of doing something like materials or training, has been to support applications for a movement convener in India who can help support the chairs to develop their own responses, because there hasn't been anybody who does anything like the development team or Sikha work in India to really support the chairs in developing what they're doing. The idea is at some point it won't be a project, it'll just be more like how we do things. So at the moment, because there's a sort of need to develop or distribute materials, for example, or set up ways of communicating about our practice and teaching, like all of those things feel project-like at the moment because they're being set up and tested. But actually, we're kind of hoping it'll just become more and more how things happen.
Could you say a little bit now about what you're currently working on?
So there are two things that I'll talk about today. The one is this thing we're calling the Dhammacarta, which is looking at center-based teaching. The first part of that has been to start at the beginning and look what's available at center teams for newcomers material. So now many of you will have seen, hopefully, the Sikha site on the Buddha Center online. That now has four introductory courses, two that were developed in Sheffield, Radical Dharma, which is the intro course, and then Vision and Transformation, which is based on the Eightfold Path series, and then Life with Full Attention and Journey in the Guide. And what we've tried to do with that is to provide basically the bare bones and some examples and communicate to people in different places how they could use that material in quite varied ways. And at the moment, we're working on what we're calling phase two, might get a better name, who knows. But there's a sort of gap between newcomers, if you like, and the Mitra study material in terms of Dharma study and input and creative materials to work with. We've identified two things that we'll be developing in phase two. One is two new courses. One is going to be based on Subhadramati's Not About Being Good, so a focus on ethics as a sort of going deeper course. And the other one is based on Jnanavacha's Who Hates the Metabhavana, partly because there's so much feedback about, if you like, the difficulties of teaching the Metabhavana going deeper really well. So the whole thing, again, is sort of a detailed teacher's guide, a very brief one if you're more confident, and some examples of how it's been done that you might be able to draw on. So that's one thing. And then the other is what we're talking about. We're calling it Bhante Classics. So there's some really core ideas that are central to Tri Ratna's tradition that come from some of Sangharachita's seminars or lectures. What we're trying to do is draw some of those like really nice punchy classics. So I'm thinking about enlightenment as experience and non-experience, creative mind, reactive mind, 9 or 10 that have been selected as ones that would be really good for that kind of communication, either in course formats or at Sangha nights, for example, and trying to produce really, really gorgeous little pamphlet-based single lecture things that people could pick up and carry around on the tube with them or have as a collection. They're going to be beautifully designed, and each one's going to have a sort of updated introduction, recontextualizing those lectures and developing some way, kind of, again, some materials or ways of working with them creatively in center contexts. And we're going to then have people try it out in different places and give feedback. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to produce them at definitely under £5 each, so that certainly centers could sell them as pamphlets as well. Yeah, so those are the two things that we're working on at the moment for center-based teaching in terms of materials. But there's also a whole lot of support processes for people who are communicating the Dharma at centers. So Ratnaguna has been doing some of that online or in person. He's been doing quite a lot in centers in the UK based on his study leaders courses. And he's been going, I know he's done some in Germany and in Holland, and he's been doing some online courses as well. He's been doing that in Australia, and the next one will be in North America, doing 6 or 8 weeks of online Zoom seminars where people can video their own classes and get feedback on it and get mentored in terms of sort of finding their own voice and how to communicate their own inspiration and concepts clearly. And then there's a sort of beginning of a project which is more of a mentoring of whole centers, whole teams, to support the development of really kind of positive and successful institutions. So you'll know more about this than I do, actually, Dublin and Berlin.
I was at that recently, not that long ago in the LBC, and it was fantastic. I had actually done a teacher training at the LBC previously, which I think was also part of the SICA project, or perhaps
it's become part of the SICA project. Yeah.
Become part of the SICA project. But what was really great about it this time was the fact that we went as a team. So any of the things that we were learning as a team.
What was most interesting to you? But what about what you were learning there?
I think really it was the visioning aspect. And really having a sense of why we're teaching. I think just having those conversations really clarify that, because we were specifically looking at how do we attract newcomers and have a path for someone just before they become a mitra, because once someone's a mitra, they do have a clearer path on which they can progress. But up to that point, it's not necessarily that straightforward. So I found that quite exciting just to even start thinking about it. Well, what would that look like in our context?
Great. When I was earlier on in the project, when we were still thinking about what would be useful to do and asking center teams about that, I absolutely loved going to different centers, and often the center team, you know, they would meet and talk so much about what was needed practically, and just actually having that group talking about the Dharma together and talking about how they think about what's important to them about it, like both at the level of motivation, but also about teaching together. Actually, that seemed to have a huge effect in and of itself.
I think we all came back with a load of energy and inspiration about what we could do, and I suppose also what we're doing well, but what we could do differently and that might improve on it. But also having concrete things we could try out now, having been at a different centre and seeing how they did things. I mean, that was one of the points that was emphasised again and again. It's not a case of just transferring something to your context, you have to translate it to your situation.
And then the other thing that's happening at the moment, and this has been an idea that's been kicking around from early on in the project, is this question of what might be helpful and supportive ongoingly after one's ordination. You know, we have a very, very definite sense of what can happen at center, and then you've got the mitra study, and then you've got ordination training, which is a strong process, and then you get ordained, and then what? There was that, but also, you know, there's so many kind of conversations in the order at the moment about practice and how we practice. And there's always these sort of emergent discussions about forms of practice. And that's certainly, I think, another round of that's been sort of inspired and provoked by the order insight inquiry process and the question about what wisdom, pranya, insight means how we practice that. So what we've been thinking for a while is, like, actually the order is so big that we, I mean, the order, like, as a whole, doesn't really know necessarily or systematically about how order members are practicing and how we're getting on and what people feel is effective in their practice and what's not. So this idea of having an order practice survey or review or questionnaire, and just asking people kind of what they're doing and how it's going and what they feel like would be helpful to support them. That's been kicking around for a long time as a sort of order survey or order practice review. So we're getting a little closer to actually doing that. So we have a draft, and we're hoping to have 3 months when people can complete this order practice review. It's quite long. There's a whole lot of questions about ethical practice, about meditation, about faith, devotion, about study, about retreats, about what you feel is working well, and you have kind of, you feel like you have the skills and confidence in. What would you like? What would you wish had been different? We're hoping to have a couple of versions of it. So a paper version for people who want to do a paper version. You can write out and just take your time through. And an online version for people who prefer to do it online. And of course, it's a little bit easier for us to analyze things if they've been done online. Otherwise, we have to type them out, but that's also good. And we're hoping to draw from the longer questionnaire a couple of questions that we're suggesting that you actually engage with in dialogue. And it's basically like, what's important parts of your practice at the moment? How's it going? Do you think it's having an impact? What would you like to support the development of your practice? So we're hoping to have that open from sort of June, July, August. And we're hoping that people will actually take some of those questions, the broad questions, and discuss it in their chapters or with KMs or preceptors or kind of other friends in the order or order gatherings. Partly because, in a way, the whole project is really primarily to stimulate conversations about how things are going.
I was just wondering, because I know you've been involved with the Sikha project since its inception in 2016. Mm. And you've worked on it for quite a while, and then you left, and now you're back for a short period of time. Mm. So I thought that might leave you in a very particularly interesting place where you'd be able to see what's changed since you were first involved. Mm. Can you explain any of the effects that you've seen, any changes in Tri Ratna as a result of the Sikha project? Or is it still a bit too early to say?
Well, in a way, we've only just getting into a delivery phase. So certainly it feels like the stuff about center teaching is really getting its momentum going now. I certainly have been hearing of various centers that have been trying out the courses that have been put up on the Sikha website and finding them useful. I was in Amsterdam recently, and they've just been doing the Radical Dharma course, and that they're quite inspired by it. But that's all sort of anecdotal. I mean, one of the things I'd be really interested in is hearing from people who are trying out these materials and how they're finding it, and whether it's useful or not, or what would be useful. There is actually an email address, sikhaproject@gmail.com, if people want to say whether they've tried it out, or if they have, how it's worked, or if they haven't, what not. Yeah, I'm not sure that I can answer how things have changed. I certainly know that there have been a lot more people who've been involved in conversations at various scales, like in center teams, like you were talking about in Dublin, and at various groupings of people who have responsibility in the order about how things are going and what's needed and what's really working. And certainly across the order internationally, there's a very, very strong support for putting effort and time into this project at the International Council. You know, it's easy to, if you're in the UK, to sort of forget how sparse both order member time and resources can be. So it has a lot of support internationally. I'd be curious to hear from others about what, if any, the impacts have been so far. But certainly, I'm hoping that the order survey or the order practice review will stimulate a whole nother set of conversations.
Thanks very much, Dhamma Mega, for that. And if anyone's interested, the website is sikha.online.
Thank you.